Next, we have a celebration of various artistic or creative events. Apologies for mentioning Christmas again so early, but we've news of a Christmas film partly shot in Norwich. Then there are cinema closures and an award for a school music partnership. There's a fair amount of sporting activity too. First, that film.
Christmas lovers have been given their first look at the magical world of a new Netflix film shot in Norwich. The trailer for Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey was released inviting viewers into the magical world of Cobbleton, the home of renowned toy maker Janonicus Jangle. It will be a special treat for Norfolk residents as Norwich's historic Elm Hill was transformed into a winter wonderland back in June last year as one of the 12 locations used in the film. Oscar winner Forrest Whitaker plays the toy maker who is under pressure to deliver a sensational invention by Christmas. His trusted apprentice, played by Keegan-Michael Key, steals his prize creation, Buddy, but he will have to contend with Jangle's granddaughter. The footage shows plenty of magic music and dancing is in store when the film is released on the streaming service on November the 13th. Over 80 local extras took part in filming in Norwich, and businesses in the street will also feature, such as the Games Room as a newsagent's, Olive's Cafe as a supply store, and Elm Hill Brides as a butcher's shop. During filming, 1,800 hotel room nights were booked for shooting.
A Norwich secondary school has received national recognition for a groundbreaking teaching partnership with one of the most prestigious music and arts schools in the country. Selected from thousands of nominations, City of Norwich School, CNS, has been awarded Pearson's prestigious Silver Award for its ongoing relationship with the Guildhall School of Music and Drama in London. CNS was recognised for its outstanding achievement as one of just 76 Silver Award winners across the country in what are known as the UK's Oscars for Teachers. The Norwich School, which has 1,641 pupils and is run by the Ormiston Academies Trust, launched its partnership with the Guildhall School in 2013. The duo has since co-founded the popular Norfolk Centre for Young Musicians and has enabled over 1,000 children at the school and in the region, more broadly, to access and be inspired by musicianship, drama and technical theatre. Of that number, 19 students have gone on to study music at conservatories and 5 to higher education music courses. The partnership enables CNS students to work with Guildhall students 3 times a year, including having the opportunity to watch live music in genres that are often new experiences for students, such as classical guitar, brass and wind quartets, through to individual tutorials, small group rehearsals, masterclasses and composition workshops. Music scholarships provided as part of the partnership also enable future affordable access to music introduction for all students, regardless of background.
Norwich Arts Centre is set to reopen for its first performances since lockdown this month with a raft of improvements. And the centre on St Benedict Street also has plans for candlelit evenings as it reopens as a table service free entry bar throughout the venue, including the auditorium. It closed its doors back in March when the Prime Minister announced lockdown, but since June, work has continued behind the scenes on its ongoing regeneration project. Having been granted £500,000 from the Arts Council in October 2018, the centre launched a 40-40 campaign to fundraise £40,000 for its 40th anniversary in 2020. Phase one began in summer 2019 after £25,000 was raised, with the building closing for 10 weeks to install a new lighting rig and PA, refurbish the bar and restore all the original flooring. But though they had not reached the full £40,000 by June 2020, When phase two was due to begin, they pressed on with the plans anyway. Now, with a refurbished auditorium and toilets, a redecorated hall, and work on the windows complete, the centre is due to open initially from Thursdays to Sundays.
Cinema chain Odeon is opening Friday to Sunday only at some venues and reducing hours in Norwich. The firm with a cinema in Norwich's Riverside confirmed about 30 of its 120 sites will shut from Mondays to Thursdays, as audience figures have been slow to recover following the pandemic. The AMC-owned cinema chain has not yet published a list of affected cinemas. However, a spokesman for the Odeon in Norwich said, "We should be open 7 days a week, but may have reduced hours, with one showing of some films instead of three." It comes as Norwich's Cinema City announced it was closing for the time being, after owners Picture House took the decision to shut all its venues, along with parent company Cineworld. Cinemas are struggling as people stay away because of coronavirus and new releases like the James Bond film being postponed. Cinema City posted a message on its social media site to customers saying, "It's with great sadness that we'll be temporarily closing all of our Picture House cinemas from Friday, October the 9th. Local businesses and customers have voiced their dismay at the closure.
An outdoor gym has been installed at a Norwich school as part of a fundraising project to promote healthy lifestyles. The Friends of Hewitt charity has rolled out its latest initiative this term to promote post-lockdown fitness and well-being. Working closely with Hewitt staff, the charity has raised £25,000 for its Back Together Stronger campaign, which aims to curb the negative impact of the COVID lockdown on pupils' physical well-being. The project started over the summer holidays with the delivery of 150 fresh fruit and vegetable parcels delivered by parent and teacher volunteers. And with pupils now back at school, teachers have installed a big rig outdoor gym on site to encourage students to get active and move more in their downtime. As part of the launch, pupils got to have a go on a smoothie bike in the playground and pedalled up a fresh fruit smoothie. There were also prizes for children to win for taking part, including trainer vouchers, water bottles and sports equipment. The group partnered with Mr. Fruity Wholesale, which has sponsored new sports kits for the whole school with a donation of £1,500.
Alfie Hewitt completed a perfect French Open by beating Joachim Gerard with a battling performance to win a fourth Grand Slam wheelchair singles title. Hewitt from Cantley lifted the doubles trophy with Gordon Reid on Friday and came through another roller coaster on Saturday, recovering from 1-3 in the deciding set to defeat Belgian Gerard 6-4, 4-6, 6-3. Hewitt needed treatment for a left shoulder problem at 1-3 love 30, and Gerard had three break points for a 4-1 lead, but the British player dug in and didn't lose another game. It was Gerard's turn to take a lengthy break at 3-5 for some repairs to his chair, but the momentum was all with Hewitt, and he clinched victory on his first match point with a single volley before throwing his racket into the air in triumph. The 22-year-old former City College Norwich student said, "I'm still quite emotional. I haven't really let it out yet. I think just the way the match was, I can't believe I actually won it."